Jess? Jess? Can you hear me? Jess? Somebody had their hand on my shoulder and was shaking me gently, but firmly. Jess, please wake up. Please. Oh, please, Jess. Wake up. I'm okay. I'm awake, I said groggily. But Sarah? Why are you... Where are we? We were in a room I did not recognize. I was lying on a king-size bed in a small room with periwinkle blue walls. I sat up slowly. Why did my head feel so funny? Was I drunk? No, I had not been drinking. Had I? Jess, oh thank God. I've been trying to wake you up for 20 minutes now. I was afraid you were in a coma or something, said Sarah. I could hear relief in her voice. I looked at my best friend's face. The beautiful black eyes she had inherited from her Japanese mother were raw and red, as though she had been crying. No, Sarah, I'm okay, I think. But what is wrong? Where are we? I asked again. I don't know where we are. I woke up a little while ago. I was laying on the bed next to you. Jess, do you remember how we... I can't remember anything about how we got here. Can you? No, I can't. We were walking home from the college and... I think we took the shortcut through the alley. We took the shortcut through the alley? I don't remember that. I remember leaving the school, but that must have been at 11:30 at night. Why would we take the shortcut? It's dangerous at night. I tried to concentrate on the events of the night before, but it all seemed so foggy. I think we took the shortcut because you had to pee, I said. I remember running, I think. I remember being really scared, said Sarah. Sarah, where are our purses? Are they here? Do we have our cell phones? I asked nervously. No, I don't see them anywhere, but I haven't really looked. I've just been trying to wake you up. Sarah, let's just get out of here. I've got a really bad feeling about this. Me too, said Sarah as she stood up and helped pull me to my feet. I feel stiff, I said. It feels like I haven't moved in days. Yes, I felt exactly the same way when I woke up. Sarah, you said we left the college at 11:30? What time is it now? Sarah looked at her watch. It's 11:40. Wait, you mean we just left the college 10 minutes ago? There are no windows in this room. Is it 11:40 at night or 11:40 in the morning? Sarah looked at her watch again. I don't know, but... Oh, God, Jess... It's 11:40 on October 3rd. We've been asleep for at least a day and a half. Come on, let's get the hell out of here, I said as I ran unsteadily to one of the three doors in the wall opposite the bed. As I ran, I realized I was not wearing my sneakers or socks. All my other clothes were exactly as I remembered them being, tight black jeans with my tightest and most stretchy white sweater. I looked over at Sarah. She did not have shoes either, but she was still wearing the same clothes I remembered her in. White blouse and a short flimsy green plaid skirt with long black socks pulled up to her knees. I could see about 8 inches of her bare legs between where her socks ended and her skirt started. Quite a lot of thigh to show for somebody only 5'2" tall. I had said that she was stupid to wear such a short skirt. I had told her the boys at school would see her panties every time she bent over. She had giggled and said, "I know." She was 19, but she looked exactly like the Japanese schoolgirls I had seen when I visited Tokyo the year before, though at size 36C, her breasts were much larger than theirs. I grabbed the handle on the middle door and pushed. "Shit, this door is locked," I told Sarah. Sarah went to the door on my left and pushed it open. "This one is a bathroom," she said. "No windows here either." I moved to the door on my right and pushed it, hopefully. "Fuck, fuck, fuck, it's locked too." "Jess," I could hear the fear in Sarah's voice. "Do you think we've been kidnapped?" The honest answer was yes, but I knew my best friend. If I told her that, she was sure to start panicking. That was the last thing we needed to needed now. "No, Sarah, calm down," I said, trying and failing, I'm sure, to appear calm myself. "There must be a good reason for this. Nobody has any reason to kidnap us. We haven't got any money, and let's just try to find a way out of here. Do you think we can break down one of these doors?" "No, they look really strong." "Well, look around the room. Maybe we can find something to help us break one down." Sarah and I began searching the room, but there was really not much to see. The floor was covered in thick, coffee-colored shag carpet. The head of the bed was pushed against the middle of the wall opposite the three doors. The bed was covered with a thick blue blanket and several fluffy white pillows. Next to the bed was a small wooden table. In one corner of the room was a large TV and DVD player on top of a small table. The whole room was perhaps 20 by 25 feet. "Jess, I don't see anything. What should we do? I'm really scared. I know nobody would kidnap us for money, but what if... I knew what she was going to ask. "What if somebody wanted to rape us?" she said in a quiet voice. "No, Sarah, don't think like that. That's not going to happen. I'm your best friend, and I promise you that it's not going to happen." Sarah took a deep breath and let it out slowly. She seemed to believe me, even if I didn't. Maybe the TV. Maybe we can pick up the TV and throw it at the door and break it down that way," I said, thinking desperately. We rushed over to the TV. "Wait," said Sarah. "There's a little tiny note on the screen. It says, play the DVD. Do you think we should?" I hesitated. Yes. "Let's play it. Maybe it'll explain what we are doing here." I picked up the remote control from on top of the DVD player and pressed play with a slightly trembling finger. A woman's face appeared on the screen. She had beautiful, curly, red, shoulder-length hair, cute dimples, and a button nose in the middle of a round face. Her big blue eyes would certainly have been beautiful if it were not so obvious she had recently been crying a lot. "Hello," she said in a shaky voice. "My name is Please Rape My Pussy." Sarah let out a gasp beside me. "2 days ago, I woke up in a room where you are now. I watched a video similar to the one you're watching now," she said quickly, as though she were reading from a script and wanted to get it over with as fast as possible. "A woman told me I had been abducted from Chicago and brought here to bring me where I was kept unconscious in a suitcase for more than a day. I was transported in the back of a van. I was told that if I did not believe I had been kept unconscious for that long, I would reach into my panties to examine my pussy. When I did that, I realized that all my pubic hair had been removed without me knowing it. I turned and looked at Sarah. She had tears in her eyes and she was reaching frantically down into her skirt. From seeing her at the gym and a few times in our apartment, I knew that she normally kept a narrow landing strip of hair above her vulva. Of course, I had never told her, but I always thought it suited her. She pulled her hand back out after 3 or 4 seconds and seemed to relax, just slightly. Sarah looked at me and I could tell the question she wanted to ask me. "I'm normally shaved anyway," I said quietly, as tears began to form at the corners of my own eyes. "Please rape my pussy," continued speaking. "I am very happy because my captors have just told me I can go home, but before I do, I must make this DVD for you. I have to tell you some things you do not want to hear. As you may have figured out by now, the two of you are my replacements. You have been taken from Berkeley and transported here in suitcases. I am also very sorry to tell you that the compound you are in now has only one purpose. It is used for raping women." Next to me, Sarah fell to her knees. I knelt down next to her and hugged her. "Don't worry," I said, patting her long, beautiful, shiny black hair. "We're going to be fine. Nothing is going to happen to us." "Please listen to me very carefully now," said the woman on the screen. "In the next 2 days, you will both be humiliated more than you can possibly imagine. On the first day, one of you will be raped, and while the other assists with the rape, on the other day you will trade responsibilities." Sarah began sobbing in my arms. "Please accept now that there is nothing you can do to prevent this. The compound you are in is in deep underground, and there are more than 10 strong men outside the exit. You have no chance of escape. The best thing you can do now is to obey each and every command that is given to you. Most of these commands will be extremely, extremely humiliating for you, but regardless of how humiliating they are, it will always be in your best interest to obey them, as failure to obey will result in punishment." My own tears now began flowing hard and fast. "I'll tell you a little bit about one possible kind of punishment you may expect if you fail to obey commands. When I first arrived here, I was told that my name was Please Rape My Pussy. I was told not to refer to myself by any other name. But when I was later asked what my name was, I did not say my name correct. I said a different name. I was immediately pinned to the ground by 6 men, and..." The camera zoomed out from the woman's face, and Sarah and I watched in horror. "Please Rape My Pussy's beautiful firm breasts now came into the frame. 2 lead fishing weights seemed to be dangling from her nipples, and one of my nipples was pierced with a needle. A piece of fishing line was then used to attach the weight," said Please Rape My Pussy, indicating her left nipple. "Jess, what are we going to do?" asked Sarah between her sobs. "Don't worry," I said. "We'll find a way out. I know we can." Please Rape My Pussy plowed on. Later on, I failed to obey one of my orders once more, and the punishment was more severe. This time, I was not held down while my nipple was pierced. Instead, I was handed a needle and told to pierce it myself. I was told that if I did not do it, I would be held down and my clitoris would be pierced in addition to my nipple. So I pierced myself. Piercings like this are not the only kind of punishment used here. There are many others and they are all most unpleasant. So please, I'm begging you, don't let any of them happen to you. Follow all your commands regardless of how humiliating they are. Sarah whimpered. Jess, should we... Do you think we should try to get away? What if they... I'm so scared, Jess. I didn't know what to say, so I just stayed quiet as my tears fell on Sarah's hair. I now have a few instructions for both of you, said Please Rape My Pussy, obviously trying to finish as quickly as possible. From now on, whichever of you, one of you is Japanese, your new name is Cunt. Whichever one of you is the blonde girl, your name is Three Holes. If you refer to yourselves by any other names, you will be punished. Cunt, you will be raped first. At exactly 12 o'clock, your rapist will enter your room. At that time, you must be lying on your back in the center of the bed, ready to be raped. You should be naked and your panties should be stuffed in your mouth. You must lie on the bed with your knees bent and your legs spread wide so your pussy is completely vulnerable. This is to ensure that your pussy can be easily penetrated. You will make no attempt to protest to protect your pussy, and you will not close your legs. You will leave your palms on the bed at your side until you are told you may move them. Failure to follow these directions will result in punishment. Jess, what am I going to do? I'm going to be raped, Jess. If I try to fight at my nipples, oh God, my clit. Oh God, I have to... No, listen to me, I yelled, grabbing Sarah by the shoulders and looking her in her face. I'm not going to let anything happen. I'll think of something. Please Rape My Pussy continued speaking, tears now flowing down her face as well. Three Holes, when comes rapist. Enters the room, you must be standing next to the bed, ready to assist in the rape of your friend. Failure to properly assist will result in punishment. Jess, are you going to? No, I'm not going to do anything to you, I promise.
I've been directed to tell you one last thing, said Please Rape My Pussy from the television screen. If for some reason you believe that you are not completely helpless, or if you believe that this video does not apply to you, please look at the device I have here. Please Rape My Pussy held out her shaking left palm. On it sat a small white object, about the size of a grape. This is a very small, very smooth remote control vibrator. It can be controlled from up to 20 feet away. It is turned on and off with this device here. She held out another small device with her right hand. It looked like a garage door opener. She pressed the only button and the device in her left hand began to vibrate noticeably. This remote control is now on top of the DVD player in front of you. Pick it up and press the button. Good luck to you in the next couple of days. Remember to follow all your commands. Please Rape My Pussy said as the screen faded to black. I looked at the DVD player. The remote control was indeed sitting on top of it. I picked it up slowly, trying not to let Sarah see how much my hands were shaken. Sarah stared at it with fear and just a hint of curiosity. I hesitated a moment and pressed the button. Ah! Sarah screamed suddenly, "Turn it off! Turn it off!" Startled, I pressed the button again. "Sarah, what's wrong? What happened?" It's inside me. It's in my vagina now.